This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Celtics, Knicks, Game 6 tonight at Madison Square Garden, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including the rest of this show, and then at 10 with Jones and Keefe, we are. Bill Belichick has completed his interview this morning with Michael Strahan, and we'll go over a little bit of what Bill said coming up, Curtis. Is it juicy?
I've been knee-deep in the Office of Police Accountability, so
okay.
I've been lost to the world.
What'd you find out over there?
Created by Marty Walsh after the George Floyd, Summer of George Floyd. So
okay,
in
all
an
right.
indirect
so
way, Brittany Baldy is a part of this.
Oh, really?
Okay, well,
interesting.
He died.
Yeah. Did he?
Unknown.
So it's existed since Marty Walsh was the mayor.
Correct. I'm trying to find the budget for it. But just so everybody knows that for my entire life, if there was a police that acted improperly, there wasn't this, oh, no problem. There have been measures in place, just like all forms of government work, where you can be held accountable without having a specific office dedicated to it. It's just the headline in and of itself is Orwellian. Office of Police Accountability Employee Bites Police Officer.
Did the man die?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Well, factual.
But it would seem like that would disqualify you from continuing on in the position.
Right.
But if you're in a relationship with somebody, doesn't it kind of make it different? Like, it's a domestic situation. It didn't happen at the workplace. It happened at their apartment.
Yeah, but I don't think it matters when you're in law enforcement.
Why does it matter?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I understand you should never be putting your hands on somebody, but I'm saying to charge somebody with abuse of a police officer, it's more like your partner. So why does it jump to another level just because of their profession, I guess, is what I'm...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Shouldn't it just be domestic abuse and not assault of a police officer if it's a domestic issue and not...
That's not what she assaulted a police officer.
Yeah, so it's two
that's
separate
what
ones.
She's being charged with.
Oh, okay, I see. And then the household member is the second charge. Okay.
I'm assuming that she said may have said I run the Office of Accountability.
Yeah, I'm a police officer. Get your hands off.
I would not like to be charged. or I have no idea what happened, but. All right, anyway, back to the rest of the news.
We have a new inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
A married Russian dream teacher is how she was explained. 27-year-old Anna Plesiuk. Has been sent to jail for 9 years for violent acts of sexual nature committed against a person under 14 years of age. So she made an 11-year-old student touch her breasts.
What?
She then made him kiss her on the lips. She also locked the classroom door after keeping him after class and stroked his private area over the pants. The teacher, who was 25 at the time, also sent the boy naked photos and demanded for some in return. The abuse came to light after the victim's mom found messages and photos between her son and the teacher on WhatsApp. So she's in jail for 9 years. What's the word I'm looking for?
It's a rough one today.
I haven't had a rough show. It's just the last couple of things. The husband hasn't made it clear whether or not he's staying with her. No indication on whether or not the husband is still with her.
But they were happily married.
They were.
Until this.
What the hell was she thinking?
Well, she's basically blaming the boy. She said that the boy gave her, you know, mixed signals.
Okay. Right.
He's 11 years old,
yeah.
So. Let's go to Florida for the next story.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami.
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Five men in Florida have gone to police and are alleging that the male owner of a massage parlor in Winter Park, Florida, tried to give them a happy ending. The owner has been arrested, and we can hear from one victim in their account of what owner Ronel Michael Guillertes Glalvez has allegedly done to him.
I noticed his clothes were on the floor, and after his clothes were on the floor, he got up on top of me and was completely laying on me naked. He started trying to massage my front.
Jeez.
Yeah.
A very aggressive salon owner there.
Correct. And for it to happen to five people, I mean.
There was two guys in there?
No, his friend was his.
How does these stories,
because he said he got on top.
We have to explain this.
He said he got on top of me and then tried to massage my friend.
His friend is his unit.
His front.
His front.
I think he said friend.
I think he said front, but maybe.
Okay.
I heard friend as well, but
okay. Do you want to play the audio again, Jackson?
My front.
I noticed
his clothes were on the floor. And after his clothes were on the floor, he got up on top of me and was completely laying on me naked. He started trying to massage my front.
I don't know. I think it was.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he does call it his friend.
Maybe it does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I don't have any idea.
But you would think maybe you'd want to fight back there, buddy?
Well,
I mean, the guy's just going to climb on top of you. You're not just going to sit there,
scratch
your claw.
Back, but then they called the police.
Right. Yeah. What's next?
A wild scene near Taylor Swift's house in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, as a body part was found. Police were alerted to Everett Avenue around 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, where locals noticed what they believed to be a human leg bone. It is unclear how the human remains washed up there and who they belong to, but the Westerly Police Department Detective Division is investigating. This is like a very ritzy area of Rhode Island. happened. So this is going to be an interesting story. I mean, it could be, you know, somebody got buried at sea and their leg washed up. We've seen that before.
Are they looking at the New England serial killer, or is that not Rhode Island? Is that just Connecticut and Massachusetts?
No, Rhode Island's on the list of the serial killer. So,
all right.
Well, yeah, I'd be concerned if a body part showed up. It'd be one thing if it was a body buried at sea, but that body part had to be severed some way.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's throwing body parts out there.
Right.
I'd be concerned.
That's why you don't go in the ocean when you can't see everything.
Yeah, because you don't want to be floating around. You don't want to be out there, you know, balls deep. Next thing you know, a leg's bumping into you.
Yep.
No, you don't want that.
You
want to
know a fun fact that's apropos of nothing?
Yeah.
I watched Almost Famous at that house, and now the most famous person alive lives there.
Amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
I wish you had more photos of the inside of the house. The only photo you've ever showed me is you on, like, the roof.
Right. Yeah. Crazy Carl and Jordan and I having a beer.
Yeah.
But it's a nice place. Great. They had several rooms to play beer pong. It was lovely.
Mm.
Are they going to live there full time, the two of them, the two lovebirds?
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, it would be cool if they were locals here for forever.
By the way, I like Colin Coward. Hot take, Chiefs not winning the AFC West. I agree. Kelsey's already bitching about playing in Brazil. I think it's going to be a dumpster fire for the Chiefs.
All right, so who do you got?
I got the
Denver?
Chargers.
Oh, the Chargers.
Yep.
All right.
Justin Herbert finally shows up and makes Ken look like an idiot.
I mean, how can you ever count Patrick Mahomes out?
I said that last year until the Super Bowl.
With all the help he gets from the officials, though.
Yeah, but I said that last year, and then in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles, they completely changed my mind on that one because I was always like, well, I'm not betting against Mahomes. But now I'm like, all right, he's still a great quarterback, don't get me wrong, but now he's definitely beatable.
Okay, anything else?
Just one more. Justin Bieber has broken his silence on whether or not he was a victim of Diddy. After staying quiet on the topic, Bieber's rep released a statement to TMZ saying, although Justin is not among Sean Combs' victims, there are individuals who were genuinely harmed by him. Shifting focus away from this reality detracts from the justice these victims rightfully deserve.
He's been in a bit of a tailspin. The last few days.
Biebs?
Yeah. I think he's been posting pictures of, he's out, like, in public with a bong. Like, he has apparently, he had to sell the rights to his music for $200 million because he's broke.
He ain't broke no more.
but he blew through, like, the estimate is that he blew through somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion.
That's so fake. $500 million and $1 billion?
How much do you think he made?
I bet he made a ton of money.
He was the number one pop star for a long time.
Right.
He
made a ton of money, but I don't think he blew through $1 billion. I don't think he's broke. I saw that report, but I still think he's got plenty of cash. I think maybe there are some mistakes that were made, or maybe somebody stole money from him. I don't know the situation, but I know he made a ton of money. It's like even with Kanye. Kanye still got a ton of money, even though there are some bad investments or things that might have went south.
To Greg's point, though, I mean, he probably made close to $1 billion over the years. His net worth right now is $300 million. So
that's a lot of money.
But he did blow through a lot.
Well, no, his net worth was nothing until he sold $200 million.
Well, it was $100 million, and
well,
now it's
well, no, they're
million.
Saying he was bankrupt.
Well, his net worth is listed right now as $300 million.
Well, yeah, I don't believe that. Like whatever is written online is not. I'm just talking about the latest news, which is that he lost all that money.
Yeah,
like lost all of it.
I think he definitely lost some money, Greg. But I don't know. It's a lot of money, and I'm not going to say people don't blow through money, but $1 billion, whew.
You don't think you could do it?
I think you could do it, but you'd have to, like, it would be, like, really, like, just buying cars and jewelry, you're not going to blow through $1 billion. That means you'd have to buy a ton of real estate, which, you know, you could probably sell off some of it and get some money back. And I don't think the market hasn't crashed in this time where he wouldn't be able to sell some of his real estate back. Maybe some people stole some money from him.
Or bad investments. Like, I think that he was probably putting a lot of money into that Hillsong church that went under after the hot pastor was.
But still, I mean, when you start to think of $500 to $1 billion, I'm like, okay, That's still that's a lot of money to blow.
All right, is that it on the news?
That's it.
All right, thank you, Courtney. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. We have game 6 tonight at MSG against the Knicks. Tip is at 8 p.m. Injury report is just Jason Tatum. The NBA playoff games last night, the Nuggets tie the series up with the Thunder in game 6, so they're headed back to game 7 in Oklahoma City. The Red Sox back in action tonight at Fenway, taking on the Braves at 7:10. First pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound opposing Chris Sale. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for NHL playoff games last night, the Jets keep their series alive with the Stars. Dallas leads that series 3-2, and Carolina wins their series with Washington in 5 games. As for the PGA Championship, yesterday it was Johnny Vegas who led the way with 7-under. Ryan Gerard is the top American on the leaderboard at 5-under. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Grilling season is in full swing with boneless chicken now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Pick up value pack all-natural Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $2.47 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 68 degrees, cloudy skies, humid here. Afternoon high approaching 80.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.